Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and Beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. How do you feel about making decisions? Does decision making come easy to you? What about if you've experienced, and actually who hasn't right now, experienced trauma and you need to make a decision? So us warriors of CPTSD and PTSD, how does decision making affect us? Have you ever experienced decision remorse? Today, let's talk about exactly that topic, decision remorse, because what I find is that it's not the inability, okay? It's not the inability to make a decision. It's once we gather all the information, okay, we gather all the data, all the information, we write our notes down, we talk to our trusted friends, we talk to our family, we reevaluate the information, and then we make the decision. And we feel really good about ourselves, we feel really super empowered, right? Because, you know, it's about healing and breaking cycles and recognizing things, you know, and you're doing your song and you're putting your hands up in the air and saying, ooh, I'm a rock star, right? And then the letdown happens. The dust settles. Clarity comes. And those empowerment feelings start being replaced by worry. Thoughts of, did I make the right decision? Did I really make the right decision? And we experience something. I don't even know if this is labeled. This is even a label, but I'm calling it decision remorse because we all know what buyer's remorse is, right? You go and you buy something and you go, why did I buy that? Oh my gosh, can I take it back? Can I return it? No, you can't return it because you waited so long and now the receipt, it says, you know, 2 weeks, 7 days, 4 days, no return. If it's during the holiday time, you know, you better keep those receipts and highlight their holiday return policy. We can't return decisions. We make the decision and it's there. We make the decision and it's there. And what I find with trauma and this journey of healing, and I've gotten better. There are so many things that I've gotten better at. Like, I am a freaking mathlete, okay? I am a mathlete. Yes, I am. I can do math. I sit up at 11:30 at night, crank it out, you know, like Tim Allen in, what was that movie that they were supposed to go away on a trip and they ended up staying home, right? And he really wanted to go on that cruise. I can't remember the name of that movie. It's a Christmas movie. With Tim Allen, you know, and he's the accountant and he's sitting there, you know, with his adding machine and the tapes just going, and it's flipping over, right? That tape. Actually, no, it's really funny. Sidebar here. I enjoyed playing with the adding machine when I was a kid. I thought the keys were super cool. I loved to hear the sound of the clicking. And then also when the adding machine tape would go, and then I could see like all my math that I did. I thought that was super cool when I was a kid. But circling back, you make a decision, and then you say, oh my gosh, did I? You start questioning yourself. You forget all of the stuff that led up to making that decision. Standing there and saying, evaluating the information, looking and waiting for things to be different, maybe some glimpse of hope, right? And you never truly have all of the information. That, I guess that's one of the things about decision remorse, is that we don't really know all of the information. We make the best decision given the information that we have and given the moment that we're in. I recently had to make a difficult decision. And I didn't want to make this decision. I didn't want to make it. And it's not that I didn't want to do it in the sense that I was avoiding it. Okay, it wasn't avoiding. It was seeing and knowing. You don't always like what you see, you know, and I needed to pay attention to my body, to my sleep. And decisions are difficult. They're not always easy. And then, yeah, as a trauma response, decision making and having decision, the difficulty of making decisions. And then once you've made the decision, a common trauma response is second guessing yourself and questioning, did you make the right decision? And I want to encourage people that if you ever do face decision remorse, go back and ask yourself the question, what were the things that led up to that decision? Remember why you made that decision. So taking my own advice, I went to the gym today, right? Because I was experiencing a lot of anxiety. I've probably drank more water today than I have in a long time. I can say for sure in 4 weeks. And went to the gym, did the foam roller, you know, with the PVC, stretched out my legs. And then I even did this thing where I opened up my chest to open up the chest muscles, right? Focusing on the heart chakra, the root chakra, actually all of the chakras, you know, and just meditated there. Just meditated, breathed in, felt with each breath my muscles gradually releasing and stretching, right? Getting heavier and heavier and heavier, and allowing gravity to assist with opening up, you know, the chest and the heart. And a song came on, which is interesting because it was Irene Cara from Flashdance. And that song has meaning to me. Now, somebody might think, well, you know, it's just a song. Well, what are the odds of Irene Cara, Flashdance, playing in 2022 at the gym? Okay, statistically, who are stats people out there? Come on, run it. Other people, I'll go ahead and, you know, lean over to the other side with our metaphysical community, because we have many people who are like, ooh, no, that would be a sign. That would be a sign for me, right? As I'm looking at, you know, my Laura Day books and my Caroline Miss books, and yes, Linda Goodman, of course, and Louise Hay, Debbie Ford. They're all over there. They're all on that side of the room. If you were to see my office, I have bookshelves. You know, they're what? Three stories, four stories, and I have the range. I go from metaphysical consciousness studies to research and analytics. Got the balanced thinking here. The point of the matter is that song came on as I was doing this meditation because I was contemplating on, did I make the right decision? And as I'm laying there with my arms open, you know, gracefully, open. They were just gracefully, gently laying at my sides. And heart and the chest are open and I'm feeling everything stretch and the song comes on and I'm thinking, you did make the right decision. The next challenge and the next growth area is for you to believe and to remember. Believe that you made the right decision. Remember why you made the decision. Remember what led up to that decision. And as cheesy as it sounds, sit in the discomfort and say, why are you discomforting right now? Is that a word, discomforting? Why are you experiencing discomfort? And the discomfort is because the fear of making a wrong decision. Because if I made a wrong decision, then as a kid, I'd get in trouble for that. And as an adult, there are other consequences that go along with it. My next thought after that was, no decision is a decision. And that's the worst kind of decision. It's no decision. Making a decision, and maybe making a mistake, is a good decision. Making a decision, and even if it's a mistake, is still a good decision. Because no decision is the worst kind of decision. See, I do a lot of this kind of thinking, and why I'm grabbing the mic is because, again, circling back to difficulty making a decision is a very common trauma response for the fear of, what if I make the wrong decision? How do I know I'm making the right decision? And then after I make that decision and I do it and I feel empowered, having that letdown and space within starts creeping up of decision remorse. Do I have still some elements of decision remorse? Yes, I do. Because again, I truly don't know. Am I comfortable with the decision that I made? Yeah, I am. Because I got to tell you something. My body and my ability to breathe. I've noticed that when things are not right, my breathing is restricted. And my chest gets really tight. This is a new development, actually, and I don't like it. So when I can breathe, and you know the kind of breathing? This is really interesting. Because what I've noticed, right, is that when something is not right, my breathing gets really, it's very difficult to breathe. Things get really super tight. My chest gets really tight. And I feel like I'm breathing, I'm trying to breathe, and it's harder for me to breathe. And then when things are okay, then I can breathe easier. And what I experience is that York peppermint patty, ooh, I have the cool sensation. I'm on the, you know, mountaintops at the Alps, and I have that cool air comes through my nose, and I can breathe. And kid you not, it is exactly like that, where I can breathe. Like, you know, it's not that cold in Minnesota right now, but if it was, you know, minus 45 or even, you know, minus 25, and you stand outside and you're breathing that cold air, that kind of sensation, that's exactly what it feels like. It's exactly what it feels like. So I make note of those things. I'm aware and I recognize those changes in my body. And for the first time last night in several weeks, I woke up once. I woke up one time, and before I went to bed, I was relaxed. Those are all signs when something's not right and your body's reacting. You can't sleep. You're having nightmares. You know, it's 9:30 and you're exhausted. When, you know, my friends know, hey, she's up. Give her a call. I'm going to text message her. What do you mean it's 9:30 and you're going to bed? Okay, something's really not right, right? All the alarm bells are going off. And yet I keep telling myself, you know, the other story, right? Yeah, we always tell ourselves the other story. And decision remorse. Decision remorse. Just think about it. Think about this concept of decision remorse. I should look this up and see. I have no idea if there's any research at all. I do know, and we do know, that, again, there's this concept of buyer's remorse. So why wouldn't there, why is it called buyer's remorse? Why isn't it just called decision remorse? Because really, that's what buyer's remorse is you made a decision, you regret it. You're like, why did I buy that, right? Same thing. So where am I at right now? And I want to thank you for being here today. We are coming up on, we are so close to coming up to our 30,000th download. Now, that is huge for our indie podcast that's heard in over 96 countries now. 96 countries. I mean, you guys think that much of this podcast, and it means that we're doing something right. We're doing something that you like, that you find a value. I mean, you could listen to any other podcast, and I truly appreciate you being here because we just talk about stuff that comes up, you know, whether it's on my healing journey or something that somebody else sends in, other people, our guests that come on. I mean, people are just, it's incredible. And I want to thank you so much for being here and for getting something out of this. For saying, you know what? Yeah, I like to listen to that because, I don't know, it does something for me. So thank you. I'm glad that it does. 96 countries, man, that just totally blows me away. And you know what's even more awesome is where we have this jockeying of position, right, between the countries, you know? Like there's sometimes, like right now, Belgium. I'm going to give a shout out to Belgium. You guys are just like coming in. It's great. I love it. I love when we see Indonesia. And the next thing I know, it's like, hey, you know what? We're the number 6 podcast in Indonesia. That's wonderful. Wonderful, because it means, again, that it's doing something for you. It's not about the people on the back end here. It's about the people who listen, who get something out of this. And we are stronger together. I share my struggles openly. Sometimes people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. And I think, we need some more authenticity in the world. We've had enough of the fake and the shiny object syndrome and the, oh, don't look behind the iron curtain, you know. We've had enough of that. Had enough of the fake. Had enough of it. I think the older that I get, the closer that I get to, a milestone in my life, I say to myself, it's important to be that way. And why is this related to buyer's remorse or decision remorse? Because I need to remind myself, and whoever's still with me, thank you so much for being here. We need to remind ourselves that the reasons why we make the decisions that we do and why we're so perplexed sometimes, and it's a trauma response, is because we're trying to stay safe. We're trying to make the best decision to stay safe and to bring safety, security, calmness, love, joy, happiness, connection into our lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. And you know what? Like Lewis in the movie Meet the Robinsons, the next time we make a mistake, remember that mistakes are to be celebrated because mistakes tell us what doesn't work. And it gives us an opportunity to try something else. So for this decision that I made and having a moment of decision remorse, I'm circling back to feeling really good about it because I had the guts to make a decision. And the other thing about it was, remember fight, flight, freeze? I'm not in the freeze state. Indecision is being in the freeze state. Oh my gosh, what do I do? We're not in the freeze state. We took action. We took action. Taking action is making a decision, whether it's right or wrong. Remember, no decision. That's the scary thing. No decision is a decision, and that's not always the right decision. making a decision and being wrong or making a mistake. There's movement, there's growth, and there's healing and all that. And that's where I'm going to leave our podcast for today. I think that's great. Thank you again so much for being here, listening about decision remorse. And the next time you need to make a decision, remember, 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 no decision is a decision and not necessarily the best decision. Making a decision and having it be a mistake is an opportunity for learning and growth. And then there's no decision remorse. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you to all the 96 countries. And if you feel so inclined, and I hope that you do, please go check us out and buy me a cup of coffee because you know I got to stay caffeinated. Right? At ko-fi.com/PTSD and Beyond. Or check us out at Patreon and become a sponsor. All of the proceeds go to the operational cost of keeping this podcast up. And you guys make it a good one. We'll see you next week, eh?